Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, donde cuestionamos todo sin filtro.
Yes.
Today we're doing another semi-mukbang.
They're not really mukbangs because it's like video things. Oh, my chopsticks are stupid.
Oh, really?
But we're just kind of gonna...
My camera pretty stupid too.
We're just gonna eat and talk.
Yeah, we ordered from Sushi King, so we're gonna see how this goes.
First, we're gonna start with the appetizers. I want to try the tofu first.
Yeah, ooh, that sounds yummy. Tofu. Let's see. How interesting. Are there pieces? No, it's literally just water.
How is it just water?
I don't know.
Is that the tofu?
Is this the tofu? This might be the tofu. No, this looks like the shrimp something.
How many appetizers did you order? Two.
I think so.
These are not the tofu.
Those are not tofu. I don't know what those are, though.
So who gets dipped in this sauce? That's all I want to know.
I think there should have been something in the sauce.
I don't think so, because then it would be there. I don't think they would fuck us up that bad.
Ready? Then let's not start with that, because
let's try this. This came... Those two go together, not for a fact.
Yeah?
Okay. So let's eat whatever this is first.
Okay, so actually, I don't know what it is, so I guess we'll describe it based off of taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ready? Today...
Pound it.
I want to pound it.
Show the camera.
Looks delicious.
I'm going to dip it.
Yeah? Okay, let's dip it first.
And down it.
Down it. Oh, I should probably put that on a napkin.
Oh, you have one.
Thank you, my love. Okay. I'm getting crab. Deliciousness vibes. Oh,
it's crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little small circle, dude.
Yeah, don't know what they are exactly.
Has a little lettuce at the bottom. I like it.
One of them was totally served with lettuce. I think it's some crab something. Maybe shrimp. I don't know.
Yeah, I
want
to eat another one. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fucking good. Today, I want to talk about what is your like favorite childhood memory, if even you have one of those.
Okay. Favorite childhood memory, rough. But do you want me to tell you about some childhood memories that I had?
Are you gonna fall into a pit of depression?
Or? No. Just memories. They're not. They stood out.
Okay.
Ready? One memory that I don't know why it just came straight to my mind was when I was in elementary school. You were in the chess club as well.
I was in chess.
Mm-hmm. I remember that teacher was so weird. He was like obsessed with anchovies, and I don't know why that was like a personality trait for him. I'm gonna put mayo on this.
Dale.
You want mayo
on
this?
Do it on both, yeah. Los inventos are for both of us. Just like the other day I put that mayo on the chippies. We just go for it.
It worked. Oh, we don't have like chippies, and I don't know why that really hit different. Mm-hmm. I was busting. No, I don't want to start using that.
We were also...
we were also starving, yes.
I'm semi-alcoholic.
Alcohol.
Alcohol would have been a really nice addition here, but we don't need alcohol to be happy, so we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue.
Good. Oh, yeah. So, we were in the chess club, and I wasn't anything special, but, like, they would have, like, positions of, like, if, like, you won a lot of games, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, literally the chess piece positions. There was a king of the club, a queen of the club, a knight, a bishop, a rook, like, all the pieces, and then everybody else who were just, like, members were, like, pawns.
Okay.
I guess.
You were a pawn, right?
Obviously, yeah. Everyone was pawns unless you had a position.
Unless you were a favorite.
Yeah, unless he liked you. So then I remember that we had, like, the tournament.
Okay.
And so, like, the tournament, we had to, like...
Now we're gonna try. I think this is a tofu.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Cause I bought tofu. Cause you literally said the other day that you had never tried it. So I was like,
so I'm not gonna dip it. I'm gonna bite this
all by itself.
Yeah, this is tofu.
Mhm. So you dip it. It does not taste bad. Don't even try.
How's the sauce?
Better. Much better.
I'm gonna dip it in this sauce. This sauce was really yummy. I'm gonna try this one first.
I was gonna say, try it with just its sauce first. Tofu's not bad. It gets
a
bad
rap. I don't like that
texture. There's nothing wrong with the texture.
No?
You don't enjoy any of it? There's nothing wrong with this. I mean, if it's my favorite thing in the world, no.
I like the outside crispiness, but
put some, like, sauce on it or something. Put, like, the Kewpie mayo.
Okay, let's try to save it. Here.
I'm gonna switch because I want more of those.
Thank you. I'm gonna do the video. All right, just to finish my story right quick while you fix those. So we had a tournament, and the tournament was that you would play against other people, and based on how many,
trophies or wins you got.
Yeah, how many games you won, then, trophies were given at the end. And I remember that I didn't win very many games, but I went against, at one point, I went against the kid who was the knight. Okay. Or, the rook, I don't know. It wasn't king or some queen, position. It was the third one.
Okay.
I know he was high up there. And so,
it literally brought its own.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh. I know that I went against him, and...
You beat him?
No, that's the problem. The thing is, I honestly don't know why I was in the chess club, because I didn't really know how to play chess. I knew how to play, but, I couldn't see what would happen. And at one point, he's like, hey, let's just call it a draw. And I was like, oh my god. I drawled against,
The knight?
The knight? Fuck yeah, I'll call it a draw. $10 says I was gonna fucking win, and he wanted to call it a draw. Notice.
Of course. Yeah. The thing is, you don't say, let's call it a draw, unless you're not... Yeah.
Unless you're gonna lose, or, we're not gonna get anywhere, and I don't think it's that we weren't gonna get anywhere. I think he was gonna lose, but he gave me way too much credit, because I didn't fucking notice that he was gonna lose. I was just like, yeah, let's do draw. And I remember that he's like, okay, because how you would do it is you would, fill out a paper, and then you would, sign it.
Okay.
Both of you, and you would turn that in, but I just kind of trusted him to turn in the paper. I was like, he's like, okay, let's call it a draw, and I was like, oh, okay. So I, left to tell my mom, because my mom was there. It's like, I drawed against the third highest person. Aww. And then I literally remember her being like, did you take the paper? Tell them? It's like, how, was he honest? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And the thing is, moral of the story, I don't know what he ended up doing, but I ended up getting a trophy.
You did end up getting a
trophy. I got the big trophy, not the tiny little participation. I got a fucking trophy.
I got the tiny little participation trophy.
I know you did.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. But no, I got a big trophy, which I think was meant for you, bro. I only won that one, and I didn't even win. It was a draw against him.
I did really bad that day.
I'm
pretty sure. The only thing I remember from that day, I don't know, it was really annoying, because I hate when school events are messy. I literally remember getting such anxiety from seeing the, teachers not knowing what they were supposed to do.
Really?
Since a young age, it freaking, made me anxious. I remember for that same exact tournament, actually. I don't know what was going on. I was playing against people. Actually, I'm pretty sure I lost most of them.
Okay.
But there was this one, which is probably why they gave me the participation trophy, actually, was because of this specific memory. I was, you were, every single time they were supposed to, coordinate it to where you were paired up with someone. And this you one weren't. Round, I wasn't paired up with anyone, oh so literally God. One of the people that were, in charge of the event are like, okay, just, play against her. Okay. And, this one kid, he was actually cute, so I was nervous. this one, cute kid who was, part of the coordination or whatever. Played against me, and I remember I was like, what, but we're not, even doing it seriously, so I literally, all I did was, copy his moves, and he, moved the queen here, I moved the queen, literally, I did the exact same thing until, he started eating my pieces, and then I was like, I can't move that piece, because you already killed it, so, and then until, he literally just beat me, and then that was it.
Damn.
Which is, I'm assuming because of that issue, was why I got the participation trophy, because I was, so surprised.
Didn't everyone get a participation trophy?
No. Everyone did not.
We had very different experiences of that day. I think I was always partnered with someone. I honestly don't remember, which leads me to believe that I was partnered with someone. I think I'd remember if I was sitting there
I remember there was this one kid that I was playing against. But I don't know what was going on. But I had, his king cornered. Okay. But, barely.
Okay.
I had only my king. He had his king and his queen.
Okay.
And I had, a bishop. Okay. I don't know. We were, just going back and forth-ish.
Was that gonna make a mess?
And, I don't know, at one point he was like, okay, do you want to just call it a draw? And I was like, yeah, sure.
The draw was gonna kill you! Right? No? Okay, see
you,
sorry.
No.
I guess.
The thing is... And for some reason, his, grandfather or father, I think it was his grandfather, was there. And then, like, as I was stepping away, he was like, you called the draw? Like, if you would have done this and this, you would have won. And he was like, oh.
He would have won?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He would have won. He didn't know what to do, so he was like, okay, do we just want to, like, call it a draw?
Because that's nice. It was in your favor.
I mean, yeah, but it's kind of...
this one first.
Mm. Ready? Because now we have Boston sushi and spicy crab and volcano. Zero, can you please go to your bed? Over there.
Okay, let's do Boston and the two spicy crabs.
Let's do it. We're saving volcano for later.
Volcano looks yummy.
Volcano looks delicious.
Ooh, this looks good. Okay. So, I'm gonna take all my spices.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Give me a hot minute to do this. You just talk to the
But yeah, that same little chess tournament moment. I remember that, like, later on, I think when, I don't know if talking to our mom in retrospect or what, but she was like, I'm so happy that both of you guys got trophies, because if not, I knew one of you guys was gonna cry. So like, it's like the moment one of you got a trophy, and then I was scared, like, the other one was gonna cry on the way home. And I was literally like, already at that age, I was like,
I don't think either of us gave a fuck about that
club. We really didn't. I really didn't care. I mean, I was gonna be, I was happy for you. I remember when I saw you get called, I was like, oh, Sam! Like, ooh!
I was sure it was you that they were calling. It's like, I'm, you made a mistake. It's not me.
You meant the other one.
Yeah, I didn't win anything.
Like, we have the same last name.
Yeah, you meant her.
But, yeah.
But no, they
did
meant
you take
me.
Them all?
Yep, this is all my people. Ooh, so this is your spicy crab and this is your Boston.
Okay, so I'm gonna separate.
Mm-hmm. However you
separate
want.
Separate but equal. I'm just kidding. Never.
When it comes to sushi, I do like to keep them separate.
Agreed.
Or as racist as that might be. All the Let me get mayo, please.
The Kewpie mayo? Yes. Am I saying it right?
I think so.
Yay.
I might have caught you told wrong, me, potentially.
Oh, I was going to say, ever since you told me the other day, I'm like, let me try properly.
Hmm. I'm what are we trying first? Bostons.
Boston?
Yes.
I'm going to do Boston first? Fine.
Which one do you want to do first? How does one go about opening this? Oh, there it is.
You use your mouth.
There has to be
that's
like
what she said.
Funny.
Okay, so yeah. Any other childhood memories that come to mind?
Honestly, that's the only one that when you said childhood memory came to mind for me. You?
I remember this one. Again, I don't know why we're both doing elementary school vibes right now. There was this one memory, and I've already told you, but it's this one memory. I was so anxious and so nervous as a child.
I know, me too.
The thing is, I didn't even know how to cope, so the thing is, I remember that I had a... Oh, one second. Pound it? Down it. The thing is, you can never fuck up with sushi, if I'm being honest. You know what I mean?
You can.
Like, the thing is, there
it's
are sushis...
boring.
I was gonna say, there are sushis that aren't as good as others, but there's, like, I have yet to try a not
bad
good
sushi.
Like, dead ass.
Unless they're old.
The rice can be stale.
Mm-hmm. Pero sigue.
Okay, so I didn't know how to deal with life or whatever, and I remember that my mom... I remember that I had a teacher, her name was actually Miss Galera, and, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And literally, for some reason, something had happened, oh my goodness.
That was scary.
That was... Hey guys, sorry for that. Hopefully...
Technical difficulties.
Hopefully the children don't bark anymore.
Yeah, hopefully that wasn't too loud, because it was
honestly
pretty fucking loud for me.
It scared...
Stop
my
it.
Goodness!
I don't mean to silence you, but time and place...
Zero! I don't want to edit this out.
I don't think you have the capacity to do that.
I could like pause. I could totally do that. Hey guys, so technical difficulties, I guess. I don't know where we're gonna start. But whatchamacallit, so
continue,
yeah, I
sure,
had
yes.
the, my fifth grade teacher, her name was Miss Galera.
Okay.
And I remember that for some reason she had lost like a lot of weight. And something happened like over the summer or whatever. And of course, like, you know, Latino moms, typical, like, they always want, like, they're always on the hunt for, like, a new diet or whatever. My mom's like, oh my gosh, she looks so good. Like, ask her what she did to, like, lose all that weight. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask it for my mom. So then I literally go up to the teacher to ask her about how she looks so good and how, what diet. I start bawling. I'm like, that was hilarious. Like, so my mom saw that you, like, looked really pretty and, like, she wanted to know, like, what you were doing. I was also speaking to her in Spanish because I was, like, shy or whatever.
That's,
I was like,
so cringy. My mama sabe que, like, tú te ves muy
linda y no sé qué, que ella quiere saber. Pound it. What diet you're on, you know, like, again, bawling, tears streaming down my face, and she's like, yeah, okay, I'll give you the card, it's okay. So then I literally, I find it funny, because then it just switched off, because then I, after she, like, she's like, yeah, okay, I give it to you, and I was like, okay. So then I went to my desk, and then I was like, fine.
Oh my god. I cannot then, imagine what was going through her head. It's like, what the fuck is happening right now? This is good.
Yeah, I'm just downing this shit. This is so delicious.
Ready? Oh, are we tied or no?
What do you mean?
How many do you have left? Two.
Not that many.
I think you're one ahead of me for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat this one.
It's very possible. But whatchamacallit? So yeah, I remember that, and that was, like, cringy. Mm-hmm. I feel, the thing is, again, like you said, it's like, what was the teacher thinking? It's like, this child's freaking out on me for no fucking reason. She's not in trouble. Yeah. Because that's the thing, because then my classmates are like, what happened?
Did she yell at you? Like, you literally went up to her and she yelled at you?
Yeah, it's like, for real, and I was like, what happened? And I was like, no, I'm just asking her about her diet.
Damn.
Literally, and I was like, no, it's like, and the kids were like, okay.
Like, she's not weird.
Weirdo.
We'll definitely hang out with her.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I don't know why this memory kills me every single time I remember it. Uh-oh. Okay, but so then there was this one, same class actually. I don't know what happened that we were supposed to grade each other's tests.
Okay.
And it wasn't like, it didn't count as a grade, I don't think. I hope not. So then I don't know why I had this one kid's test and he kept getting answers right. And I kept looking over and I kept getting answers wrong. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck you, kid. And I kept marking his answers wrong when they were right. And then the thing is, he, like, when his thing was said, like, I forget what it was, but, like, people were doing bad. People were getting, like, 50s and, like, 60s or whatever. And then I remember, like, when he read his thing, it's like he's, like, 23. And the teacher was like, Zach. Like, I remember his name was Zachary Rubin. No, Zachary Rubin, was it? I remember his name was Zach. And she was like, Zach. Like, what? Whatever. Like, she kind of like,
oh my like, god. Bad.
I know. I was such a horrible child.
The fact that teachers would have other students grade tests.
Right? That's where,
sorry, I'm all up on you.
Yes. That's where, like, my thing is, like, who said that I had the right to grade other kids' tests?
Yeah,
who because said that I was obviously not someone who had proper good hands intentions.
Yep, all of the above.
Like,
that's the teacher's fault.
100%. Like, it wasn't even my fault at all. I'm gonna, like, put a shit ton of wasabi in this one.
Why?
I don't know, just because I'm masochistic. I'm gonna eat a normal one first.
I like to put some wasabi.
Mm.
I like to get a kick of wasabi.
But yeah, that's another memory that
I don't remember being. Similar story, me, math class, second grade. I remember because that was a chess teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a shit math teacher, also a shit chess teacher. Moment, please.
Mm-hmm. I never speak, but the wasabi's getting to me.
Oh, I was like, damn, girl.
Yeah, sorry, no.
You're fine.
The wasabi was, like, all up in my nostril.
Survive. I remember. First off, I remember that he would just write on the board a page number and then a whole bunch of questions that we have to answer, and then he'd go to the back. Is it just me?
I would never know how to find these pages.
Bro, my entire second grade career, I didn't do shit. I just sat there trying to find the page, and then at one point I gave up, and I just sat there staring at the book. I didn't answer a single math question. He never asked us to turn it in. He never checked. He never walked around to make sure people were actually working. He didn't give a single fuck.
Damn.
Which, in my favor, because I didn't have to do nothing, but you wonder why I suck ass at math. But
I wonder why.
We did have tests in that class, so I remember we had a test. And dumbass me, because the thing is,
Asian sauce in the lettuce or not?
Not all of it. I don't like that Asian sauce. The thing is, dumbass me, because I'm not good at being like a
social butterfly.
No, not. Oh, okay. It's not. Put it here.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, that went. I think straight in the bag.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's nothing to do with being social. It's that, so we took a test, and I didn't know shit. So after we took the test, he's like, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you guys the answer. So just, mark the ones you guys got wrong, and then, tell me your grades. He didn't even want the test. Do you know what I mean? He was just...
What kind of...
I know, he didn't give a single fuck. But my dumbass, this is how it goes. He starts telling us the answers. Number one was this. Number two was this. Out of 32... I got an 8 out of 32 on the test. My dumbass could have given myself a 25 out of 32. 27 out of 32. Mm-hmm. The person next to me, the thing is, I was in the front of the class, but he always sat in the back of the class.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone was looking at him. I could have quickly erased and changed an answer. But you know them snitch kids that it's like, did you just erase? Or at the same time, he wasn't even going to look at the test. I could have just put a check mark and then later be like, oh my god, I thought you said that, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
Pero no tenía la malicia en ese entonces. Mm-hmm. But so that's the thing. So then after we did the test and he started grading, I saw that my grade was an 8. So we said, okay, how we're going to do this is I'm going to say your name and you're either going to shout out your grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to shout out your grade or you're going to come up to me and you're going to whisper it to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want the class to know, obviously it means you did bad, but if you don't want the class to know, it's fine. So people went, 20. 27, blah, 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 blah. One girl got a 32 out of 32, and the teacher was like, no, you didn't. He made her retake the test right there. Oh, and this time he was going to grade it again. So I guess that's probably what, made me chicken out from, lying. Because, what if I say 25 and he's like, you're too dumb for 25. Come retake the test. And then I get an 8 again. So the thing is, so I decided, it's fine. I'll just own my grade. I went up to him to whisper in his ear when he called my name, and I was like, 8. And so he looks at me and he's like, 8? And I'm like, you dumb fuck. Yes, 8.
Damn.
And the whole class heard that I got an 8 out of 32.
That is so fucking shitty.
He probably thought I said 18 or 28, but he was like, just 8? And I was like, yes. Bitch, you didn't fucking teach me shit this entire year. Why are you surprised that I can't do a math equation?
No, actually, what I'm surprised is, how did some kids actually do well?
Right? Oh my god.
Because the thing is, you're not stupid. You're actually a genius.
And I'm very smart, but I also, I don't know. I didn't give a single fuck to try. I was not a good student. I am drowning this
sushi. How the fuck do you have so many?
Because I think I'm the only one talking. Have you been talking?
Maybe not. Maybe not. You are telling a story. Because then I have a similar story-ish. Mm-hmm. And my thing was it was actually a very small moment. But I remember there was this one thing, I don't know why, for the FCAT and shit, they wanted you to, do so many things, and it's you need to make sure to write notes and, write what kind of question you think it is, and whatever. It didn't help shit, but I was like, okay. And I remember once, in math class, it was Mr. Bokikio's class. He's like, everyone who wrote an arrow from here to here, which is something we were supposed to do, I don't know, every single time you see an addition problem, you have to draw a star or some shit, you know?
Okay.
So he's like, but it was an arrow. It's like, all of those of you that have, an arrow from here to here, I'm gonna, go through the class, call out. If you have it, then so you do, and yay. So the thing is, but he was kind of, reprimanding the people that didn't do it.
Mm.
So I quickly, just, ping!
Hell yeah.
I did it right quick. But the thing is, the kid behind me... Oh, because the way he was doing it is he, hey, you and me are sitting next to each other. It's like, hey, Maria, does Lucy have it? And it's like, yes, Lucy. Does Juliana have it? No, Juliana. Does Marco have it?
And Pepito saw you.
So Pepito saw that I didn't do it, but then I did.
Oh, no. What did he say?
Nothing. He said that I had it.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm.
And you know what's so annoying, and I regret it? It's one of my biggest regrets, actually. It's not even that big. I don't think about it all the time. But the thing is,
all the people that did do it, he didn't have it. But all the people that did do it, they got candy.
You should have given him your candy.
I didn't. I don't even like candy. I should have given him my candy. I didn't. Because all I was scared of was being reprimanded. I just didn't want the teachers to hate me.
Yeah, fuck candy.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about the candy.
You should have said he had it too.
No. The thing is, it wasn't like a partner's thing.
Oh.
It was like the person in front telling it for the person behind, for the person. Like, it was always the next person.
You were not going to talk for him.
No. I was talking about the person in front of me.
Oh my gosh. That's a real one.
Right? I literally remember his name. I think it was Connor.
Ugh, you're not in the shot. Hmm? That's better.
Sorry. Yeah, his name was Connor.
Connor, you're the real MVP.
Connor is really, like, you were amazing. In Mr. Bokeke's class, that one time when I cheated and, like, I drew the arrow and, like, you saw that I didn't have the arrow, like...
But you still said I did.
You still said I did.
You a real one.
That's, like... You a good kid. I don't know.
None of my classmates were like that.
I mean, I was super shocked that he actually was, if that makes sense. Like, I was so ready to have been reprimanded. I was literally so ready.
I remember this one time, I didn't do my homework for a math class again. I didn't know there was homework, and what we had to do was we had to get a red pen, and we had to, like, mark our homework. Teacher wouldn't collect it, but you just marked it, you followed along with her.
Okay.
I'm like... She didn't even ask if you did it or didn't do it. She honestly didn't give a single fuck. But me, being a little nervous-ass kid, I was really anxious. Like, I could have just opened my book and pretend to have been marking nothing. No one was gonna check. But it's annoying as fuck, because then you see who your friends are. Because I sat near friends.
Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote.
Friends my ass. Because, so my stressed little ass was like, oh my god, if I open my book, everyone's gonna know I didn't do my homework. So I was pretending the entire time she was going through the homework that I was looking for a red pen. I was, like, hunting through my bag. It's like, oh my god, I can't find a red pen. I can't find a red pen. And the fucking friends in front of me were like, no, you just didn't do the homework, did you? And I'm like, no, I'm just looking for a red pen.
Those snitches.
And they were like, you didn't do the homework. You didn't do the homework. And I'm like, no. And, like, my ass was, like, about to start crying. He's like, no, I'm just looking for a red pen. Like, chill the fuck out. Leave me alone. Those dumb bitches.
Shut the fuck up, man.
And, like, here I thought that they were my friends. Fake as fuck.
See, that's why there was a time when we weren't friends, you was missing out.
You know me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dead ass.
I'm loyal. I'll literally take that bullet for you. It's like, oh no, you didn't do the homework. No, 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 miss. I know she did do the homework because we were working on it together last night. And look, I have this. Actually, you know what? I have her packet. She had my packet. So like, oh.
I didn't do it. I'm the one that wasn't working.
But I just said you were.
No, you say that to defend me, and I'm like, yeah, thanks for taking the
elbow. Yeah.
No, but that's just so annoying, because the teacher didn't even give a single fuck. The teacher didn't notice. And there they were, giving me heart attack. Like, you just didn't do the homework. It's like, yeah, I did. I'm just looking for a red pen.
It's like no, you didn't.
Show me the homework. It's like, I need a red pen.
Oh my gosh. No time has gone by.
No, this is the second one.
Ah, okay. I'm like, what is going on?
How much was the first one?
I have no idea. I feel like just 20 to 30 minutes would be solid.
I mean, we're just gonna eat that one and then we'll be done with dinner.
Very true.
The Boston roll and the spicy one wasn't spicy, so.
Yeah, none of this was spicy. I didn't realize any of these.
I think I'll keep this lid. This is a nice lid.
So now we're eating the volcano roll.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, goodness.
Is that garlic?
I'm literally about to fucking try what the fuck that is.
Why are you trying on my side, bitch? I'm gonna lose a lot of toppings.
Then you just collect. It's okay.
Can you come in? Do you think we could do this, a two-man job?
Oh my god. I was gonna say, I don't have a steady grip.
Oh gosh.
You got this.
Oh, I'm like wrecking my sushi.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they killed them.
Aw, baby. Are you okay? I wouldn't be able to eat that.
It's food. What do you mean?
I know, but like...
I got it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Sushi-ing.
I just have better sushi-ing skills.
No. Is all mine.
So yeah, I don't know if we already mentioned this, but we got this from Sushi King. Because yeah, we're still on the hunt for like a superior sushi location.
Mm-hmm.
Of which we have been trying some here and there. Okay. This is a volcano roll.
Interesting flavor.
Yeah. I don't know what these little gooey things are, but
I thought it was garlic. It's not.
It is not.
I was gonna try a naked one. Let me not.
Why not?
Put the good stuff on. Make sure I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh my god, four more sushis. And we're done. Let's make this last. Here. Get some garlic.
Oh, ginger.
Ginger.
Well, yeah, we kind of went down memory lane. I hate remembering past stories. Hate it so much.
Why?
I don't like my childhood. I don't like who I was back then.
Same.
Decisions
I followed the crowd a lot.
I didn't. But only because the crowd wouldn't let me in.
It's like, I would have followed.
I probably would have, but the crowd didn't like me.
Damn.
Ready?
Maybe. I am going to try a naked one, though.
Okay.
Here. Pound it.
Down it.
Mm.
It's sweet. Why is it sweet?
I was going to say, is this fruity? Or is it just me?
Is that fruit?
I don't know. But do you know what fruity means?
No.
It's a... I don't know exactly what it means. I don't want to be wrong.
Oh. Is it a sexual thing?
No, it's,
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like, if you're fruity... I feel like fruity is, like, kind of saying like this.
Oh, really? I don't know.
So. I might be wrong, though, so I'm not gonna concrete it. Because I've only heard people say it in passing. I just don't know.
Heard people passing what?
Like, I've heard people just mentioning it, but, like, not explaining it, you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, so, yeah. But, yeah.
It's not garlic. What is it?
I don't know.
Scallop?
I don't think so.
Super overcooked scallop.
I was gonna say, if it's scallop, it's not the correct texture. But, yeah. There's a lot of childhood memories that I'd prefer to block out.
Agreed.
I remember there was also a whole drama with Jacob.
Who?
Do you remember that? I had a crush on this kid named Jacob.
Okay.
And my friend Casey knew.
Okay.
So she, every opportunity she would get, she would fucking tell him.
What?
And then I'm like, no, I don't like him, I hate him. Like, to his face.
You would say that?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, you had a shit friend.
Yeah.
And then I was off, a shit
that's
person.
So mean. I know.
Oh, careful.
Sorry, baby. It was the, like, so mean. And the thing is,
what did he say when you said you would hate him?
Nothing. The thing is, I don't know. I wouldn't always look at his face, but this one time I saw him his face got really sad, and I was like, oh.
What if he liked you?
I know that for a fact did not happen. So chill.
You don't know that for a fact.
I do know that for a fact.
He just wanted a friend.
He apparently had a crush on another girl, so I know for a fact he didn't.
Yeah. I had a crush on this guy, Kyle. He had a crush on Alexis.
Jacob had a crush on Skylar.
Damn.
No, it's okay. I mean...
I wasn't the pretty skinny girl that would always go shop at Justice.
I didn't even realize that there was, like, different clothes, if that makes sense.
Bro, me neither.
Like, I didn't even know that the store's name was Justice. You know?
I learned that.
I never did.
Oh my god, like, I shop at Justice, and I was like, the fuck is that?
And they're like, you don't know what Justice is?
Oh my god. I remember one time a kid is like, oh, like, you know, like, you buy clothes at the mall. I was like, I don't buy clothes at the mall. He's like, then where do you buy clothes? I'm like, I don't know, you know, Walmart?
What, did he laugh? What?
I don't know. I don't remember, but he thought I was lying that I don't buy clothes at the mall. And I was like, I'm glad you're rich, bro.
It's like, sorry, that's my reality.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, in my household, we didn't really buy clothes until I became a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't use hand-me-downs anymore.
Yeah. If not, it's whatever the family would pass around.
Literally. So this got depressing.
All talking about childhood things get depressing.
Yeah. We should try... I literally said, what's your happiest childhood memory?
I genuinely don't think I have one of those. Do you have one?
Because
I could just tell you memories, but, like, the best one?
I remember going, like, near our house, there was a fair for, like, the 4th of July. I remember going on one of their, like, up-y-downy things, what are those called? Like, the floaty things?
Floaty.
Like, the water slide things. But the inflatable water slides? Mm-hmm. I remember that. Not in too much detail, but that was fun.
Not a great memory for me.
No? It was really funny for me. I mean, I enjoyed it just because it was, like, water.
I don't remember. I remember there was, a like, a whole soap thing where they would, like, spray soap in your face.
That, no, yeah, there was this whole, like, foamy.
I didn't like that. It hurt my eyes to open, so you couldn't open your eyes, so you're just kind of like...
It's like, I don't know how to leave. I'm in the middle here.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
But yeah. So this was kind of today's little lunch session.
You said we didn't need alcohol.
Did we need alcohol?
I think we did.
Aww. I feel like we did good, though.
That tofu was weird. I stand by that. I don't like tofu.
That's not a good place to stand by, because that was literally, like, baked tofu. We just wanted to try tofu.
And we did try tofu. I don't like the texture, and the flavor was not good either.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that was it for today, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Or next episode.
Bye.